head of Randy Turpin. They go in close, are parted by the referee. Turpin tries a quick left hand hook to the head of Olsen, but Olsen stepped inside the punch, let it curl around his neck. Now they're in close quarters once again. Olsen looking for a spot to land with the body. He does land a right lightly on the ribs of Randy Turpin. And finally, with both hands tied up, they're parted again by the referee. A big right hand, a wild swing by Randy Turpin. Glances off the back of Olsen's head as he steps in and under the punch. Now Turpin is trying for the body, but his punches are without snap, and they land lightly on the chest of Bobo Olsen. Olsen gets a left hand in high on the head of Randy Turpin. And now they go in close once again. Turpin tries the hook, but again it bounces harmlessly off the head of Bobo Olsen. And again, referee Al Burrell is forced to come in and pull the two fighters apart. A good combination attempt by Bobo Olsen. The left was short, and the right hand follow-up and the old 1-2 just grazed the jaw of Randy Turpin. Now as Olsen moves in, Turpin tries a right-hand counter, but again, Olsen sees the punch coming and is able to get under it. Turpin moving in quickly now with a two-fisted attack, lands a left hand lightly on the body of Olsen, and the Bobo now moves in and gets Turpin along the ropes and suddenly climbs in there with a good left to the jaw and a right to the side of the head. Turpin against the ropes and not making any attempt to move away. Olsen is clubbing at him, but is not able to land the punch at that precise point where it'll do the most good. Now Turpin finally dances away out into the middle of the ring. Turpin, from time to time, looks as though he'd just as soon lean against the ring and dodge Olsen's punches as he attempts to throw them. Olsen in tight, Turpin trying to land from inside, ties up, and the fighters are separated. A minute to go in round number 9. Olsen, working from the inside, goes for the body of Turpin. Turpin is able to dig a light left to the jaw of Bobo Olsen, and Turpin suddenly moves away and lands a stinging left hand on the jaw of Olsen. Turpin jabbing nicely now. Tries to follow up with the right hand, but the punch misses. And Olsen inside digs a light right into the body. Olsen now with a right lightly on the nose. Then a solid left hooks into the body of Randy Turpin. And again, that punch to the body seems to hurt him. There's 30 seconds to go in round number 9. Olsen tries to come up with a quick left-right combination. Neither punch was able to land. He follows in immediately, though, as Turpin tries to back away. Gets Turpin against the ropes once again and again. Lands that clubbing right hand to the jaw. A left followed high on the head. Another left high on the head of Randy Turpin. Turpin is halfway through the ropes. But he is not staggered. Does not seem to be in great trouble until suddenly Olsen came with a quick right hand and dropped Turpin to the handle.
Five, six, seven.
And there's the bell ending round number 9. The bell ending round number 9. And quickly and almost without warning, Turpin suddenly was hit to the canvas by a quick right hand by Bobo Olsen. And here's Red Smith to tell us what he saw in that fast exchange.
I thought the punch that finally put Turpin down was a right hand in a volley and a most astonishing fall, because Turpin seemed to be riding with those punches against the rope. Even as he rode with Sugar Robinson's much stiffer punches here 2 years ago. Down he went, though, and I think he would have got up at 9. He was prepared and listening to the count, but the bell rang at 7. Turpin is very tired, and there's a serious question how long he can continue this pace now. The buzzer has rung. They've been working on him. He looks all right, but here's Jack.
Round number 10 now, and Olsen is out very quickly, trying to press the advantage that was his for 5 seconds at the end of that round. The count had reached 5 when the bell sounded, and Turpin then was able to get up and go back to his corner. Olsen moving in there now, and Turpin making every effort to keep him tied up. It was a jolting right hand and a short one that put Turpin on the canvas. The bell sounded at the count of 5. Turpin staying in very close, not giving Bobo Olsen much in the way of punching room. Olsen backs away, then comes in with a short clubbing left that lands on the jaw of Randy Turpin. Another light left goes into Turpin's body. Olsen now working inside, suddenly backs off, lands with a left and a right to the head of Randy Turpin. Swinging right hand is blocked by the arm of Bobo Olsen. And again, Olsen is inside. Turpin lands with an inside hook that comes up under the jaw of Olsen, and then Olsen backs away, is light with a jab, tries a big right hand, but Turpin slips the punch. Turpin counters with a right into the body, then Turpin is quick with a jab to the face, and Olsen now flailing in after Turpin, backs him into the corner, clubs that right to the jaw, a left comes out of the jaw, a left and a right, and down he goes again.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Nine. Turpin pulls himself up by the ring ropes. He's up in time, and Olsen is moving in after him once again. Another smashing right hand to the jaw of Randy Turpin. A left high on the head by Olsen. A right crack from the jaw of Turpin again. Two lefts go to the jaw. Another left to the jaw. Turpin is virtually defenseless, and it's a right hand going to the jaw again. Turpin moves in and is able to tie up Olsen for the moment. Olsen is wild with a right hand, and again Turpin moves in, a very tired fighter, but he ties up Olsen just enough to stay on his feet. Olsen now has him moving over toward the opposite side of the ring. And Olsen seems to be getting just a little arm weary from the clubbing punches he has delivered on Turpin, only to find Turpin still upright. Olsen moves in now and lands a left with the body. A right digs into the body with a minute to go in round number 10. Again, the referee parts them as Turpin ties up Olsen. Olsen tries a wobbly, wild right hand. It has no effect whatsoever on Olsen, who moves inside and belts to the body. Again, Turpin ties him up, and again they're separated by the referee. Olsen now backs Turpin against the ropes, lands with a left hook to the chop. Another left comes in over the ear of Randy Turpin. Another left lands alongside the jaw. Turpin is trying to hold on, but he can't seem to make his arm function. Olsen comes in, clubs with a left to the body, tries for a right to the head, but it's blocked. There's a half minute to go in round number 10, and Turpin is in serious trouble. He is pegged through the jaw with a left by Obo Olsen. And a right hand comes in on the jaw. A left alongside the head. Olsen is wild with a left hand. Turpin is against the ropes and not moving. Another left hand glances off the shoulder of Turpin. A left and a right land on the jaw of Turpin. A big left hand on the jaw of Turpin. A right glances off his head. Turpin tries to fight back, but those arms just won't lift. There's the bell ending round number 10.
Then, Jack, I didn't think Turpin was going to get up that time, because there was a left, a right, and a left, and down went Randy on his head. He was up in a crouch at about 3. He got up at 9, had a moment of flurry, and since then he's just been clutching, grabbing, and taking it. Olsen, as you said, seemed to get arm-weary in that round. He punched and punched, and Randy seems to have a limit, down only once to a round or no count. Randy wouldn't go down, but I think a moment's rest is going to do Olsen a great deal more good than it will do poor Randy, who I think has very little chance from here out. The referee is going over now to make sure that Randy is all right. They're rubbing his arms, they're massaging his stomach, they've waved smelling salts under his nose. They're talking to him and he's talking back. He's not senseless, but he's a very tired boy and the fog must be swimming through his brain. There's the bell and here's Jack.
Olsen again is out very quickly. Turpin, now with his faculties returned, is dancing nimbly, trying to stay out of range of Bobo Olsen. Olsen moves in quickly and tries a right hand, aiming for the jaw, but it's blocked by Randy Turpin, and Turpin moves forward for the tie-up immediately. He gets a left hand loose and glances one off the jaw of Bobo Olsen. Olsen comes in again with that clubbing right hand, but again, Turpin is able to see it coming and get in under the punch. Now Olsen is light to the ribs with two right hands. Turpin rips a left hand upward. It glances off the side of Olsen's face. Olsen moves in quickly and gets Turpin pinned into the corner, but misses with a left and a right. Turpin is still in the corner and does not seem to be able to move out of there, or at least does not seem to want to if he can. Now Turpin lands quickly with a left to the side of the jaw of Bobo Olsen, and suddenly a spark of life returns to Randy Turpin as he lands another left and then a right, glances off the head of Olsen. Now a right hand digs into Olsen's ribs. Olsen moves in tight inside. Fighters are tied up. Al Burrell steps in to separate the two. And Turpin again comes in quickly, trying for a left to the body, but it's blocked by Bobo Olsen. And Olsen now at the moment is biding his time, waiting for a shot to get in there for the big punch that got Turpin in trouble in the last two rounds. Countering now after a right-hand lead, Olsen lands with a left on the ear of Randy Turpin. And again, Turpin moves in tight to tie him up. Olsen's looking for a spot to shoot at the body, but his hands can't get free. He backs away now, looking for a shot at the head, but Turpin dances out of range. Now Turpin moves in. Olsen slips Turpin's jab, is coming in after Turpin, takes a light jab in the mouth. Turpin tries a straight right now into the midsection, but it glanced off as Olsen turned somewhat sideways and let the punch glide away. Again, the fighters are in close quarters. Not quite tied up, however. A left and a right attempt by Turpin is blocked by Olsen, but Olsen isn't having much more success landing his punches in the tight spot where you've got a minute to go in round number 11, a scheduled 15-rounder. Olsen tries with a left to the body. It lands lightly. And now again, he has Turpin along the ropes on the far side of the ring, a left to the jaw, and a right high on the head, and a clubbing right hand comes into the jaw. Another left to the jaw. A left lands on the head as Olsen now opens up with both barrels. A left swings in and almost twists Turpin's head clear around as it lands on the jaw. Followed up by the right. Another short right in close is landed by Bobo Olsen. Turpin now fighting back, moves away from the ropes and lands a left lightly on Turpin. And Olsen's jaw then has a big right hand punch on the jaw of Bobo Olsen. Olsen moves inside, a little more wary now as he sees there's plenty of life in the English champion yet. Olsen's right hand into the body is light. Now he rips the right hand for the body, but it's blocked by Turpin's elbow, and Turpin moving inside is clutching and grabbing once more. Olsen tries with a right hand to the head in close, but it's a soft punch. He can't get his left free to go. Referee steps in and parks him now as the bell sounds, and that's the end of round 11.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When a waitress glides up to your plate with a pretty smile upon her face, now here's the way to really romance her. Give her that Pabst Blue Ribbon answer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Beer.
Smoother flavor. Best in sparkling million favor.
Finest beer served anywhere.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right after this fight tonight, I know what that waitress is going to be bringing me. A big sizzling sirloin steak with some sliced Bermuda onions, French fries, and a cold bottle of that smoother taste in Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. There's the bell for the 12th round. A 15-round bout scheduled here. Randy Turpin has been down twice. But Olsen now seems to be a pretty tired fighter as well, as we're in the opening seconds of round number 12. The fighters almost immediately go into a clinch. Now Olsen backs off. Turpin tries a quick jab, but it's short. Another jab glances off the cheek of Bobo Olsen. Olsen comes in with a jab, but it's short. Turpin's jabs are landing, but not heavily. Again, that jab glances off the jaw of Bobo Olsen. Now a right-hand swing aiming for the body is tried by Turpin, but Olsen moves inside the punch. They're in close quarters for a moment and then separate once again. Turpin's jab is wild. A left hook aiming for the body lands a little low, and the crowd picks up a shout, and the referee gives a very hasty warning to Bobo Olsen, indicating with his hands that Bobo is to keep his punches up. A left drives Turpin against the ropes once again, and once again, Turpin now is flat against the ropes and making no effort to get away. Olsen moves in, crowds him into those ropes, keeps his head pinned tightly on the shoulder of Randy Turpin, but can't land a punch, backs off, comes up with a left, and now a good left to the jaw and a right to the jaw of Randy Turpin. A left is wild, a right comes in lightly, a right for the body curls around behind Turpin, and Turpin is still flat against the ropes. Now he edges forward, trying to push his way out of there, and Olsen forces him right back against the ropes again. A left and a right land on the jaw and head, respectively, of Randy Turpin. Turpin comes swinging back with a left of his own, and the nose of Bobo Olsen is now bloodied slightly. A quick flurry by Randy Turpin, but the punches are blocked by Olsen. Olsen has his hands inside as they're in tight. Digs lightly into the body. Turpin now tries to bring a left hand up under the protecting arm of Bobo Olsen, but can't get it all the way. And again, the fighters get into very close quarters, and the referee steps in to separate them once again. A jab misses its mark, thrown by Randy Turpin. We've got a minute to go in round number 12. A hook by Olsen winds up curling around as Turpin moves in on it, and again, the fighters are in very tight. The referee separates Olsen and Turpin. A quick right hand just raises the jaw of Randy Turpin, but it looks solidly enough to hurt. Now Olsen is moving in again as Turpin backs into the ropes just over our Pabst Blue Ribbon microphone. And it is a left and a right to the jaw landed by Olsen, a clubbing left hand to the jaw of Turpin. But this boy, Turpin, can take those punches. He's still upright, still standing there, taking everything Olsen is able to throw at him. Another left lands in his jaw, and then Turpin suddenly fights back. A left and a right stinging into the body of Bobo Olsen and leaving red welts along his ribs. Olsen moves in again, jabs, and the jab grazes off the ear of Turpin. Now Turpin trying to get his left hand free to land, can't quite make it. As the fighters get completely tied, they're separated by the referee. A light left lands on the mouth of Randy Turpin, and then Turpin with a big right hand sends it whistling onto the temple of Bobo Olsen as the bell sounds for round 12.
Red, well, I'm blessed if I don't think Bobo Olsen is just as tired as Turpin, although he's had Turpin down twice. To run the fight down rapidly for you, Turpin took charge in the first couple rounds. After that, I thought Bobo began to score a little bit the better, but no serious damage seemed to be done until the ninth round, when, struck by a volley against the ropes, Turpin went down for a count actually of five, because the bell rang at five, although the count continued to seven. In the tenth round, Turpin went down again, this time for nine, and he seemed ready for the knockout when he got up. Since then, they've been roughhousing, and here comes Jack back at you again.
Well, I hope you've got your ticket to tonight's fight sitting right beside you. A nice cool glass of smoother-tasting Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Round number 13 is coming up. Three more rounds of fighting. There's the bell. Olsen and Turpin in the center of the ring, circling to the left. Olsen's jab lands lightly on the chest of Randy Turpin. Turpin now moving in, gets Olsen tied up and parted by the referee. Olsen is right back at work, however. He tries a jab and it's short, takes a light jab in return from Randy Turpin. Turpin comes in again with a jab to the mouth of Bobo Olsen. Another jab by Turpin is short. Olsen's jab likewise short. Olsen more or less pawing rather than making a serious effort to land a good left jab. And again, he moves inside. Turpin is tied up. The referee separates them. They're back together again almost instantly as Turpin tries a right hand and Olsen steps inside the punch. Their arms are free in this close quarters exchange, however, and they are both digging to the body, neither able to land effectively at the moment. Olsen tries a left hand that lands into the midsection, but again they tie up and again they're separated. A clubbing right hand is ducked by Randy Turpin. Turpin moves in, lands his left lightly on the jaw of Olsen, and tries another left hand from inside that goes lightly to the jaw of Bobo Olsen. Olsen suddenly drops downward after trying for the head and digs hard into the ribs of Turpin. Olsen's right hand glances off the eye of Turpin. Turpin moving back now tries the big right hand for the body, but Olsen is able to step inside the punch. There's a clubbing left hand that just glances off the jaw of Turpin. As he tries to follow up, Turpin ties him up. The left by Olsen goes glancing off the top of Turpin's head. Turpin inside now. Taps lightly to the jaw with a pair of left hands. And Olsen now, as he backs away, starts taking off after Turpin again. Is short with two jabs. Suddenly Turpin reverses direction and goes into him. And the fighters are tied up once more. They're separated by the referee. Turpin seems to be cut inside the mouth. The cut alongside his cheek, just under his left eye, has not been bothering him at all for the last couple of rounds. The bleeding has been stopped on that cut. Olsen, since the last round, has been bleeding slightly from the nose. 1 minute to go in round number 13. A left and right tried for the body by Turpin are blocked by Olsen. Olsen inside tries a right hand, but it catches Turpin on the arm. His left hand catches Turpin on the elbow. Then Turpin steps away from the swinging left hand by Olsen, lands a good left and right on his own. And then a right hand clubs onto the ear of Bobo Olsen. Now they move just above us. Turpin trying to work inside, is tied up by Olsen. They're parted by the referee. 30 seconds to go in the 13th round. Turpin's jab lands lightly. A left and a right cross land on the head of Olsen alongside his left eye. And then Olsen ducks under a left hand and ties up, and the two boys are parted again by the referee. Again, they go into an almost immediate clinch. Still with a hand free, however, the referee is not moving in to separate them. A couple of arm-weary punches at this moment, and suddenly Olsen straightens up, clubs a left and a right to the jaw of Randy Turpin, clubs him again with the same combo as the bell sounds to end the 13th round. Well, we're getting down near the final minutes of this great world championship battle here tonight. I hope you're enjoying it. Did you sit there by your radio? Yes, and I hope sitting right beside your chair is a glass of smoother-tasting Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Because when you're enjoying your favorite sports event, there's nothing like the companionship of Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's really the sports fan's beer. Each foam-capped glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon, well, it seems to open up a whole new world of beer enjoyment. You discover qualities you never knew a beer could have, a smoothness, a rich, full flavor, a distinctive taste that no other beer can match. Yes, if you're a sports fan, if you really enjoy fine beer, try Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. There's the buzzer. Round number 14 is coming up. Two more rounds of fighting. Randy Turpin across the ring, sitting quietly. The bell sounds. He's up now, and Olsen again is meeting him more than halfway across the ring. Olsen bobbing and weaving, shoots out two left hands, which are short. Turpin ducks under a right hand, and again they move into close quarters and tie up. Separated by the referee, Turpin shoots out a jab, but Olsen slips the punch. A right hand digs lightly into Olsen's ribs. Olsen comes up from inside now with a left hand lightly to the side of Turpin's face. Olsen feints with the left hand, brings across a clubbing right hand that just raised the jaw of Turpin and forced him back against the ropes. Olsen pawing with that left hand once again, takes a quick jab from Turpin. Another jab by Turpin is short. Olsen moves in now, and again Turpin is backed up against the ropes. The fighters clinch, they're parted, and it's Turpin trying a right hand to the body only to find it blocked by the elbow of Bobo Olsen. Olsen pawing with his gloves now. Turpin waiting for a chance, shoots a jab, but Olsen flips the punch, lands a light left hook alongside the jaw of Randy Turpin. Backs off once again, is short with a jab. Swings in now, and Turpin trying to counter, has his right hand blocked, and then Olsen moves inside of it. They're separated by the referee, and Olsen is short with the left hand, and as he comes in with the right, he's tied up. A quick left hand grazes the jaw of Bobo Olsen, and Olsen comes back with a left of his own that clubs against the head of Randy Turpin. Working inside now, Turpin brings up a short left hand inside the arms of Olsen, but it was not a punch that did any apparent damage. Olsen now into the body, and as the referee breaks him, Turpin swings and lands on the break, draws no warning, however, and back they go into a clinch once again. Jab by Olsen is a grazing jab. Turpin moves inside, digs with a right hand into the body. Again, they're tied, and again, they're separated. Now it's Turpin raking a left hand across the mouth of Bobo Olsen. Olsen comes in with a light left and a light right into the body. Now Randy Turpin clamps down on the arms of Olsen, but can't clamp the right arm. Olsen, however, can't find a spot to land it. Little less than a minute to go in round 14, and as Olsen lurches in, Turpin lets go with a right hand that swung up onto the jaw of Bobo Olsen. And now back into the corner goes Randy Turpin, and Olsen right after him. His head on the shoulder of Turpin, but the referee steps in to separate them. The crowd shouts to Turpin every time he gets along the ropes or in the corner to get out of there. And Turpin has not been too adept at that maneuver so far tonight. Now it's Turpin moving in with a right to the ribs and left high on the forehead of Olsen. Olsen is moving in. Both these boys now are showing signs of wear and tear. They're both very tired fighters as we near the end of the 14th round. Turpin is wild with a right hand. Olsen is waiting now for a shot to land his own. He's short with a jab. Moves in, tries the jab again, and again it's short. Moves in tight. Has Turpin back against the ropes, and you can hear the crowd shout it up for Randy Turpin to get out of there. The right hand by Olsen lands lightly over the ear of Randy Turpin, and there's the bell, ending round number 14.
That was a relatively quiet round because both boys are so tired, neither was able to inflict a great deal of damage. I think we can reasonably expect that Randy Turpin will come out shooting with everything he has left, whatever that may be, for a knockout in this last round, because I think he must realize that a knockout is what he must have to win. He has been bleeding from the mouth in the last several rounds, and the cut under his eye opened again this round. I wonder about his training. I wonder whether all the adverse criticism of Randy's training was not justified, because although Olsen is not noted as a knockout puncher, he has had Randy in trouble more frequently than Ray Robinson did, and Robinson is certainly a greater puncher than Olsen. However, they're both in shape now. Olsen is on his feet. Randy will be on his feet in a moment. And here's Jack for the last round.
The fighters touch gloves for the final 3 minutes of action in this world championship bout. Randy Turpin against Bobo Olsen for the middleweight championship of the world. They move in close now. Both fighters throw glancing jabs that carry them into each other. Each has a hand free, the left of Turpin, the right of Olsen. But the referee steps in now to untie the tie-up. Randy Turpin lets go with a big right hand, but Olsen saw it coming and slipped the punch. Now Turpin swings with a wild left. Another right is wild. Turpin steps inside those punches again, or Olsen, inside those punches. And now stepping back quickly, he tries with a left hand, but it grazes the chin of Turpin. A jab by Olsen is short. Turpin again tries the wild right hand, and Olsen gets under the punch. And Olsen in tight now, comes up with two jolting rights to the jaw of Randy Turpin, is in tight again with a left and right to the body. And now he has Turpin back against the ropes one more. Turpin swings with both hands, but can hit only the arms of Bobo Olsen. Olsen clubs lightly to the jaw of Randy Turpin. Turpin comes up with a left hand that bounces off the eye of Olsen. Olsen's nose is bleeding a little more profusely now, and Olsen digs with a solid left into the ribs and follows it up with another one. Again, they're in too tight for the referee, and he parts them, and it's Turpin now trying a clubbing right hand, but Olsen getting inside that punch. Olsen slips a right-hand lead by Randy Turpin and lands quickly with two rights to the body of his own. Bobo Olsen trying a short left hook to the jaw of Turpin, can't land it. Turpin is trying to cramp on his arms now. And again, the referee is forced to separate the two fighters. We're in round number 15, the final round of fighting here at Madison Square Garden in the quest of Randy Turpin and Bobo Olsen for the middleweight title of the world. A left-hand lead is slipped by Turpin, but his counterpunch is delivered too late, and he can't even get it started before they are tight-quartered once again. Now they separate, Turpin moving in with a left and right to the body, a minute to go in the fight. Wild swinging left hand misses by about a foot, thrown by Randy Turpin. Again, they're parted by the referee. Neither fighter seems to have a knockout punch left in him. They're both arm weary from throwing a lot of leather in the course of this fight. The short left and right is landed by Bobo Olsen. And now he shoulders Randy Turpin back against the ropes, clubs to the left of the jaw, a left hand right to the jaw, and another right hand high on the jaw of Randy Turpin with 30 seconds to go in the fight. Another left hand goes alongside the jaw of Turpin. Now Turpin suddenly moves away from the ropes, tries with a left and right of his own, but has both punches blocked. We're in the final seconds of the round now. A clubbing left hand comes into the jaw of Randy Turpin. A right lands lightly. Turpin lashes out with a left jab. A right is short by Bobo Olsen. About 3 seconds left, and this fight will be all over. A left and right dig into the body by Randy Turpin as the bell sounds, coming to the end of round 15 on this world championship fight between Bobo Olsen and Randy Turpin. Both fighters go back to the corners for marks of the battle. Randy Turpin has the inside of his mouth carved up and has that cut underneath the left eye, which never did reach serious proportions in the course of the fight. Bobo Olsen had a slight nosebleed, but nothing serious developed there. Bobo Olsen, in the course of attempting to get a knockout victory in this fight through hundreds of punches, it seemed like, at Randy Turpin, particularly when he had him pinned, as he did so often, against the ropes. But despite this clubbing, Turpin, although he went down, was never down for the 10 count, and the effort seemed to weary Olsen considerably, and he was a sort of a rubber arm puncher in the final minutes of this 15-round bout. We'll have the decision on the bout in just a very few moments. Johnny Addy, the ring announcer, is waiting now to pick up the scorecards from the judges and from the referee. The referee in this case was Al Burl, and he was a very busy referee tonight because of the practically incessant close-quarter fighting on the part of these two. And when they were unable to find racing room for their fists in tight, then they would attempt to pin the other, and Al Burl was stepping in several times in every round to separate the two fighters from clinches. Johnny Addy now is picking up the scorecards, and they will be checked by the commission. The fighters are standing idly about. Their gloves have been cut off their hands. The scars of battle have been mopped up, so to speak. The robes are put about them, and they're waiting now to see which one is going to walk out of this ring tonight wearing the crown of the world middleweight champion, to be the first man to wear it since the retirement of Sugar Ray Robinson, and in that retirement, of course, abdicating the crown. Once the decision is announced, we'll be going up into the ring to listen to Russ Hodges, who is doing this fight on television, interview the winner. Here's Johnny Addy.
Scores at 11 and 4, favor of Bobo Olsen. Referee Al Burl, 9, 4, and 2 even, favor of Bobo Olsen. Judge Arthur Suskin, 8, and 7, favor of Olsen, the winner and middleweight champion of the world, Carl Bobo Olsen.
Well, there you have the decision, ladies and gentlemen. A unanimous decision in favor of Carl Bobo Olsen, and Olsen tonight takes over the crown of the middleweight champion of the world. Red Smith just pointed out, as he was able to peek around the corner of the handlers, that tears are streaming from the eyes of Bobo Olsen as he realizes his goal here tonight, to be the wearer of a world championship crown. Russ Hodges, who does the Pabst Blue Ribbon bouts on television, will be clambering up into the ring in just a very few moments to interview the winning fighter. And when he does, we will switch our microphones to his and give you a simulcast of Olsen's reactions to the course of affairs here tonight. It was an exciting fight, and it is a fight that Red Smith, who has been at my elbow throughout the evening and commenting and offering analyses on what was going on in the battle, will recap for you and tell you the story of the bout right after we listen in on Russ Hodges when he interviews the winning boxer, which, of course, is Bobo Olsen. Olsen now is posing for pictures as the newsmen snap pictures of Olsen and his handlers. And Randy Turpin, the defeated fighter, has come over with him. Both fighters clasp arms around one another. Johnny Addy, the ring announcer, holds up Olsen's hand in the token of victory. And it is a very big and dramatic victory for Bobo Olsen here tonight. Now the photographers have clambered up on the ring apron to get better angles for the picture that they want to make. And as soon as the photographers are through with the posing, we'll listen in as Russ Hodges talks to Bobo Olsen, who is the winner of the fight. Well, the fighters are moving out of the ring, and it looks like we will be unable to get the simulcast of a winner's interview. So, Red, let's have your closing comments on what went on in the ring here tonight.
Well, to boil it down as best I'm able in my inept way, Jack, Turpin started out fast, took the first couple of rounds, and then Olsen began to find the range, but lightly. Although neither seemed to inflict any serious damage outside a slight cut under Turpin's left eye. Turpin seemed tired from the seventh round on, and in the ninth, quite unexpectedly, he went down for a count of five as the bell ended the count there. In the tenth, he was still a pretty bad...